Welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Tuesday edition of Banner Morning, your weekday rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Jared Morris, host of the Assembly Call, and we're 4 days away from Indiana's next chance to get a win. In team news, let's take a quick look at Indiana's computer rankings. Indiana's two-game losing streak to Iowa and Ohio State didn't have a major negative impact on the Hoosiers' overall KenPom ranking, as IU entered the Iowa game ranked 45th, and the Hoosiers were still sitting at 45th prior to Monday night's games. The Hoosiers are still in the top 40 in Sagarin at number 38, and Bart Torvik's T-Rank, which weights recent play a little more heavily than the other two, continues to be the least bullish on the Hoosiers, with IU at number 56. In terms of bracketology, the two recent home losses have finally caused Indiana to start dropping out of some bracket projections. Delphi Bracketology, currently number one overall in the bracket matrix rankings, knocked Indiana out of their latest projection. But at USA Today, Shelby Mast still has Indiana among his last four in. Why? Well, here's how Scott Gleason explains it. Quote, how does a team that's lost 9 of its last 10 games have a fighting chance of making the NCAA tournament field? Because the NCAA selection committee would analyze 13-11 Indiana's overall body of work. The Hoosiers have three quadrant one victories with wins against projected number 2 seed Michigan State, number 3 Marquette, and number 4 Louisville, unquote. So there you go. Even with 11 losses overall and 9 out of 10, Indiana's resume is still good enough to warrant strong NCAA tournament consideration. Granted, the Hoosiers will have to start winning again and probably need to win at least 5 out of their final 7 regular season games to have a legit shot at a berth come Selection Sunday, but it's somewhat amazing that it's even a possibility given the team's 6-week nosedive since Christmas. But don't count Zach Osterman among those holding out hope that the possibility is realistic any longer. As he wrote at IndyStar.com, quote, Sunday felt like the knockout punch. It will probably take Indiana's first ever Big Ten tournament championship to get the Hoosiers into the dance, and right now it's much more likely they'll be playing Wednesday than Sunday at the conference's annual showcase. At this point, there's just no realistic path for Indiana to recovering a season that once promised much more, unquote. And we have a birthday today. Happy birthday to one of the greatest shooters and scorers in IU history, A.J. Guyton, who turns 41 today. A.J. played from 1996 to 2000 and became one of the few Hoosiers to score over 2,000 points in his career. He shot 41.4% from downtown, and he also dished out 3 assists per game. He won Big Ten Player of the Year and was a first-team All-American as a senior. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com. And remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.